DMs, you can always DM us at Ben and Kelly Show. We got this from Rachel.
She says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I've been with my boyfriend for over 3 years, but decided that it was probably time to end things.
Mm.
It's not that we fight a lot or that he's a bad person. There's just no passion.
Sure.
I started to have doubts over the summer, and the feelings have just been growing and growing that this guy is just not my soulmate.
Right.
So I finally decide I'm going to end things. And then 2 weeks ago, pretty much out of nowhere, he gets laid off from work.
Oh.
So now I don't know what to do. He's been really upset about losing his job, and I certainly don't want to add to his pain.
Mm-hmm.
He says things like, you're the only bright spot in my life, and I don't know what I'd do without you.
Oh.
I'm so emotionally checked out of the relationship, though. The thought of staying around through all this and then the holidays is simply miserable in my mind. Is there a way out, or am I stuck kind of having to wait it out till he's in a better spot?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That is tough, because when he's literally saying, I don't know what I'd do without you, he's like at his lowest point. And I understand you don't want to pile it on, but oh, it's bad timing.
Yeah, it is bad timing. But at the same time, oh my gosh. Yeah. When is it going to be a good time, though?
Oh, it's never going to be a good time, but definitely, I mean, when someone is unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big bad thing to get through.
Yeah, now,
if it's me, I'm hanging on.
Yeah,
I might even be there till next Christmas. But that's just me, because I hate hurting people's feelings.
Right. No, I can understand, especially when you know it's compounded with your boyfriend saying, you know, I'm so happy that you're here. You're my only bright spot in
I'm
this.
I'm hanging on by a thin thread, and you're the thread.
And you certainly don't want to add to that and send, you know, him into a deeper depression.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so you made this decision back in the summer. So
like, why didn't we do this in the summer?
I know. Serves you right. No.
I mean, like when you know that this is just not your future, that's when you need to go ahead and now we're in a spot where it's not a great time.
Yeah.
And it's tough. Like, I don't know. Like I said, if it was me, I'm staying.
Okay. So anybody been in this situation where they were the dumpy, and would you have rather your spouse or your boyfriend or girlfriend stay with you through the holiday, or just like break it off and let you go into the holidays and be surrounded by people that, you know, you love and care about, but just not your significant other, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then go into the new year with a new fresh look and things like that, because
yes, get a makeover.
Yeah. Because maybe that is, because I don't think there's going to be a good time. Because what if you're like, okay, let's just wait until after the holiday, into the new year.
There's not a good time, but there is like an absolute worst time. And I feel like that's where we're at. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's lost his job. It's the holidays. So people are already emotional about the holidays. Even if he still had his job, getting dumped at the holidays is absolutely awful.
Listen,
right?
If I tell you what, Rachel, if you dump him, you could be doing him a favor, because then he could probably write a song and make $1 million.
I don't think he's a songwriter. What is the matter with you? I don't.
I'm just saying, because all the ingredients are there.
I feel bad about this. And also, okay, so just let's play this out. If she's me and doesn't break up with him and stays with him or whatever, when we do get to a better spot to break up with him, we're not telling him that we checked out emotionally last summer. We're not telling him that either.
Well,
we're telling him right now, this is, I've kind of decided at this point.
We're getting some text messages, and a text from a listener says, if her heart isn't in it, get out now. Don't waste any more of your or his time.
Okay. Oh, that is so harsh.
It is.
Oh, it's harsh.
But it's going to be harsh regardless whenever you do it.
I know. But I think she's probably worried about him getting really in a dark spot.
Yeah, and I get that.
And people's mental health is on like another level nowadays.
And I get that she still cares about him, I'm sure, but just emotionally can't be with him anymore.
Oh, Patrick's like, everything's going to be okay. Rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
He's going to be fine. All right.
All right. Well, again, if you've got a good example of being in this situation, either as the dumper or dumpy, and
you guys are stronger than I am. Because I would be, like I said, I'd probably even
3 years in, here. She's like, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, now's not a good time.
This wasn't a great time.
I mean, the harvest moon is starting.
The harvest moon.
I mean, we all know about the harvest moon. All right, it's 99.70 Jax. If you have a story to share, 502-795-1997. Couple quick comments and a story on 99.7 DJX with the DM we got from Rachel, who feels stuck in this 3-year relationship. She decided over the summer that just wasn't vibing with this guy, but alas, right before she's getting ready to break up with him, he loses his job. Now it's the holidays, and she's like, oh.
And he's saying things like, you're the only bright spot in my life, and I don't know what I'd do without you.
Message from a listener. Sounds like he would have more time for couples counseling, which is what both of you could use.
Okay.
So maybe not necessarily calling it off per se. Another said, it's only the 8th. Break up now. With the holiday season in tow, he'll have opportunities to meet new available people. It gives him more opportunities to find someone he'll be happy with.
Okay, but I don't think that we immediately have him rush out and go try to find another girlfriend so quickly.
I was going to say it'd be a rebound for sure.
Exactly.
another said,
because you don't want to be lonely.
If the choice is before or after Christmas, that means you've already made up your mind and the breakup is inevitable.
I don't think couples counseling is going to help at this point.
Right. If the breakup is inevitable, then you bear a moral obligation to let him know as soon as possible.
Then if you stick it to that rule, it should have been the summer.
All right, and then
she figured it out in the summer.
Yeah, that's true. And then we got a message from another listener. My 2-year relationship ended just before Thanksgiving. And if it had been up to me, it would have happened after Christmas. Even knowing it was about to end, it would have made the holidays much more fun.
Okay, all right. So there's an argument for me saying stick it out.
Wait.
Stick it out. And Stacy's like, she has to marry him.
Oh my gosh.
Stacy and I are like the same person.
I was going to say, that's what Kelly would have done.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you just lost your job?
Okay.
Let's just get married. It'll be all better.
Make you feel better.
It'll be all better.
Oh, this is bad. No, but I think. Oh. I don't know. Okay. So, we got another message. I actually was engaged at one point when I was in college. And while we both had agreed we didn't see a future together, I ended up going on a 5-day out-of-state wedding with his family where his mom didn't know we were essentially separated. Worst decision we could have made.
Oh.
He and I kept being asked when we were going to be married, having to sleep beside him as his parents wanted us to be comfortable and being in all of his family pictures when the two of us had essentially been grieving our relationship privately.
Yeah, so think of that. So the holidays are coming up. You're going to be in all of his, or he's going to be in all of your holiday photos, pictures, things like that around, and then you're going to have those memories.
Can we demand no pictures at the holidays?
No pictures. I just don't look good.
I'm not feeling cute today. Can we not? I don't know.
I know this is very easy for us to say because it's not our situation. So I can understand how emotionally you're wrestling with this.
No, just dump him. But that's easier said than done.
Sure,
because
sure
she does care about this person and has cared about him for 3 years.
Right, right.
And so, and we don't really know how, you know, dark of a spot he's in right now. Like, he is really going through it. And I think she's trying to be mindful of that.
Yeah.
And I think that's really, she's got a good heart because of that. But
so we can't make the decision for you, but if it were up to me, rip the Band-Aid off. If it were up to Kelly, let it go through the holiday. So
yes,
there you go.
So which team are you going to be on?
Whichever person you choose, that's your favorite.
We made it about us once again.
I mean, we really do appreciate Rachel you reaching out to us and asking for our help and support. But
yes, but you got a lot of people supporting both sides. Like, hey, you got to do what's best for you.
Yeah.
Rip it off. Go ahead and break up.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we understand your compassion. See if you can ride it out, and then hopefully he gets a new job quickly. And then you can say, okay, great. I'm glad you're in a better spot. I gotta go.
Okay, gotta go. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, hey, good luck with that. And I know it's tough, but keep us posted.